This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're live in the Twin Cities. That's what I call it, the Twin Cities. It's always been the Twin Cities. We're in Shakopee, actually, but Canterbury Park is out one window and Valley Fair out the other. A few memories between those two places over the years. But we're actually at the world headquarters for MyPillow on What's On Your Mind Today with a special broadcast, having a great time. A call came in from Susan and Mandan that's prompted quite the discussion. I actually started the day just being a little burdened by all of the news out of, you know, there's a lot of great things going on. You look at unemployment last week announced at 3.9%. You know, that's people having a purpose, right? A job. And you look at where we've been on the unemployment factor to where we are, it's pretty incredible. So that's really a good thing, a really good thing. Yet there is just an onslaught of ugly news from what looks to be a swamp intent on a witch hunt, as the president calls it, against him. And so I was saying, does he win this? How does this movie end? Kind of curious. That prompts a number of calls, one of which was from Susan and Mandan, who says Trump's immoral. Trump's bad. He's done bad things in the past, so he can never do good things in the future. And that has prompted a lot of conversation as well, including from Mike Lindell, which was kind of fun. As luck would have it, Nick Hall is here. He can weigh in on this topic as well today. Mike's going to join us again a little later on in the program. More of your calls, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. But that might be good for a bell. Anyway, Nick Hall, as I mentioned, is here. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here.
Good to see you. A North Dakotan here in the Twin Cities with us. We didn't know this was going to happen today, but you're working with Mike, I understand, on a big event coming up at U.S. Bank Stadium on the 18th of May, huh?
Yeah, we got a couple North Dakotans, the Frozen Chosen here, just representing in the big city. May 18th, we're planning the largest youth outreach event in the nation that's really happened in decades. And so we have it at U.S. Bank where the Super Bowl was. We've been telling people the big event didn't happen in February. It's happening on May 18th, and so we're excited. Just lift up a message of hope and something that can bring us together. We have over 750 churches collaborating, from Lutherans and Catholics and Evangelicals, Protestants, and man, it's all about just encouraging the next generation in their faith, letting them know we believe in them and care about them. And obviously, there's a lot of issues being faced. There's a lot of people who are upset and hurt and angry. I mean, you're mentioning some of the, you know, just pain that people feel or division people feel. And we just feel like, man, faith can bring us together. Jesus is a leader I think we can all look at and see some good examples there of how to be a friend and how to love even your enemy. You know, whoever your enemy is, he calls us to love one another.
Well, good for you. That sounds like a great event. Now, you did something similar that was pretty big in D.C., right?
We did a gathering called Together on the National Mall. Yep, that was the last major gathering we did. We do a lot of events on campuses. We started as students at NDSU. And I've done events across North Dakota, and then it spread across the nation, and culminated on the National Mall in July of 2016. We had about 500,000 young people show up. All 50 states were represented, and actually it was live streamed, online from 167 countries. And so this is really an underground global youth movement. I mean, we see young people just hungry for truth, hungry to be a part of a cause that's bigger than themselves, wanting to give their lives for something that matters. And we just think, man, there's such an example and such an opportunity to come together in faith, in prayer, in hope, just looking at, you know, and obviously you just see it, the impact that God's word or just having faith in your life can have on your integrity, on your values, on the way you're a good citizen, right? I mean, this is in all of our best interest to see a generation have faith as a backbone. And so we just believe that that Jesus is the leader and that there's an awesome example. You know, Billy Graham was a mentor of mine, and I had the chance to travel around the world with him and his team, spend time in his home, and we're just trying to carry that baton to a new generation.
Why do you call it underground?
Well, because I think a lot of people can't see it. You know, I think a lot of people in their churches, maybe youth aren't there. And a lot of times when people talk about young people, they'll always come up to me and say, oh, thank you so much for what you do. It must be so hard, you know, because I think all they see is the negative. All they see is the substance abuse or disrespect or a generation that is, you know, snowflakes or whatever we get called, right? And I just see a generation that's on fire. I see a generation that is willing to give anything and go anywhere, and they want to use their voice for what matters. And I think it's going to look different. You know, it always looks different, right? I mean, the way we walk out our faith is different than our parents and different than our grandparents, and I think that's true for every generation needs to find its own voice. And so I think right now you start to see some things surfacing where you get a glimpse. I mean, I think the National Mall, we had that gathering, was one of those things. But, you know, obviously those types of gatherings don't get the publicity. You know, you think of like the, what was it, the March for Our Lives March or the Women's March on Washington. I mean, these things get...
You got to have the right politics to get the cameras.
Yeah. It's a little different. Yeah. You know, it's not popular. Controversy drives attention, right? And this isn't necessarily controversial, right? We're trying to bring people together. Like, we believe that Jesus unites everyone. I'll often tell people, you know, the world says it's so accepting, but it's only accepting as long as you don't stand for anything. And so when you start to stand for something, then the world says you are this or that. But Jesus is actually the only one in all of history that welcomes everyone. And so whether you're right or left, whether you're center, whether you're this or that, Jesus says, come to me. And so I just think there's something there that we can rally around and meet together. I'll even tell people, I have friends on both sides of the aisle that say, oh, man, those people need Jesus. Oh, those people need Jesus. I just say, man, okay, let's just meet at Jesus. You know, that seems like a good gathering place. And I think we're just seeing a young generation that is growing in numbers, is growing in excitement. Again, they're wanting to love their neighbor. They're wanting to love people that aren't like them. They're wanting to listen first and speak later. And I just see them, and they're intelligent. They're hardworking. I'm excited, and I'm giving my life to be around these kids. You know, I've spoke to 500,000 young people this year alone in live audiences, and I'll meet face to face with them every night, 500 to 100 or 50 to 100. So, I mean, I've talked literally face to face with over 5,000 teenagers and college kids just since January. And I just see in their eyes hope. I see in their eyes potential. And I think God is doing something.
That's pretty interesting. And also very comforting to know that it's going on, I think, for a lot of us. What do you think individual churches and communities, you mentioned that, you know, you've got Protestant, you've got Catholic, you've got a number of different denominations coming together and supporting this. How about back at home in their own churches? What more could be done in churches at home to ignite kids?
I just think that, man, if we can't come together around Jesus, we can't come together on anything. And when you add the next generation to that mix, I would just really encourage pastors, leaders, youth leaders, parents. And this is a big issue, whether it's a rural community. You know, my family's from Cavalier County in North Dakota, you know, and I then went to high school in Fargo, and I went to elementary school in Grand Forks. And, you know, so whether you're in a bigger city in North Dakota or Minnesota or wherever you're living, or whether you're in a rural community, I just think, man, we need to come together. We need to plan causes that make a difference. I think looking for activities that are positive, it just takes a person. It takes one person is what I found. It's that stubborn mom. It's that stubborn teenager. It's that stubborn grandpa who just says, you know what, man, we need to do something. So we're going to plan a positive event here. And, you know, we've done concert events. We've done community events. We've done just anything to let the next generation know we believe in you, we care about you, and we want to give you the chance to lead and give you the chance, you know, even to fail, you know, fail forward, I like to say. You know, we learn from our opportunities, but they need somebody who's going to believe in them, somebody who's going to open up a door for them that could be mentoring a young person. A lot of times adults say, say, these kids, I don't know if they really want to listen to me or want to be with me. And I say, no, no, no. They may not act like it, right, because they don't look you in the eyes when they talk. They're on their phone all the time. But they are desperate for an adult who will speak into their life, who will believe in them, who will listen to them. Man, I'll encourage parents and grandparents, don't lead with telling them what's wrong with them. Don't lead with telling them how to fix everything, because they just need to know that you care. Like, before they care about what you say, they need to know that you care. And how they know that is by time.
Be an encourager. Yeah. Give them quality time. Yeah, good suggestions for sure. How do folks find out more about this event coming up on the 18th and about your ministry?
Yeah, well, people can hop online, pulsetwincities.com, P-U-L-S-E, twincities.com. That's this event. It's massive. Again, Mike's doing giving away 50,000 pillows. We're going to break the world record for the biggest pillow fight. Some awesome bands coming, a Hillsong band, Lecrae, an awesome gospel group, awesome dance group, and in the middle of it, just a message about Jesus. And so that's what's going on at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's free. So again, pulsetwincities.com. If people want to learn more about the ministry, organization, or bringing it to their community, pulsemovement.com. Check it out.
Follow them on Twitter. I do. At Nick Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, that's easy to remember. Well, a great conversation. Impromptu. Didn't know what was going to happen today with the North Dakota doing some good and going global. Keep at it, Nick. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Morton, Dunn, Cass, Trail, and McHenry counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, Spearfish, South Dakota, and Albany, Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
You know, we should probably tell you why we are at MyPillow. Why are we here? Well, we're here to tell you about the greatest pillow on the face of the earth. And have a chance to chat with Michael Lindell, the inventor, the CEO. We're going to do a Facebook Live after the show, so watch Facebook for us to be doing the tour. Check that out. I bet Todd will even share it on his page. I'm guessing he will. I'm thinking he will.
Oh, sure.
So we'll send Mike's plane, see if we can get you down here in time to do the Facebook Live tour. But we're really here to tell you that we have been blessed to know these good folks down here and get a deal nobody else gets. So if you go to MyPillow.com, anything they sell, MyPillow mattress, the mattress topper, they have a whole MyPillow bed. Body pillows, go-anywhere pillows. Those new stadium cushions are really nice. You know, they call them an all-purpose cushion, but they're just, you know, like for a wheelchair or bleacher, boating, fishing, perfect in the boat. I mean, they are great. Anything they sell. The premium pillows, which are our personal favorite, up to 50% off when you go to 800-506-9028. That's the number to call, 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. And, of course, remember that four-pack offers, the four-pack, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. That's 50% off. And it comes with a 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee, so there's no risk in this. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. All right, let's get to Arthur in Arizona, who's been waiting to weigh in here. Arthur, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Hey, that conversation's kind of morphed a little bit since I started, but you were arguing with a lady about Donald Trump, and I wanted to get my two cents in as to how to probably win over somebody instead of argue with them. To get them to become, you know, a conservative. And what I always do is if I'm in a discussion, I ask the question, you know, what are the top three planks in the platform of the Democratic Party? And they won't know. And they are, in no particular order, gay rights, unchecked illegal immigration, and abortion. And if you can keep them centered on that, you have a real discussion going. And then you ask them, well, what's the number one job of the federal government? And this is kind of in relationship to Heidi Heitkamp running for a federal office. And that is, defense. That's the number one job of the federal government. So what do gay rights, illegal immigration, and abortion have to do with that? Well, nothing except that illegal immigration, is a defense issue.
You know, it's an interesting point, and you know, I guess I wasn't trying to argue with this woman. I really wasn't. I was just trying to just see if she really understood or really agreed with the concept she was proposing, which was anybody that was had ever done anything, you know, wrong in the past was now unfit to be a leader. And I it was a different tactic. I think yours is a good one to say, okay, you know what? You don't like him for whatever reasons you don't like him, but let's talk about what you believe in, what you care about. And so if you're for, as you say, for gay rights or for abortion or for unchecked, you know, open borders, nope. Okay, well then you don't have to like him, but you want this person to succeed because that's what he's taking on.
Yes.
That's what you're saying, and I think it's a good approach. Arthur,
yeah, I just try and keep it to those the top three planks of the Democratic Party: gay rights, illegal immigration, and abortion. And hardly anybody is you know, where do you stand on that? Asking that, you know, I don't mind gay rights, but I sure in the heck don't like illegal immigration. I see the negative effects down here in Tucson on that, and I think it's 73% of Americans are against abortion, except for the cases of rape, incest, and life of the mother. So it's a great place to start the discussion and to keep them centered on what the Democratic Party believes.
I think Democrats would argue that those are the top three, but they're certainly in the mix. There's no doubt about that. I think the universal health care might be one that is right up there,
sure.
And more federal spending on pretty much everything. But it's a good way to, you know, those are important tenets for sure. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch, and a good suggestion for anybody out there that's arguing. Did I seem to be arguing with the with the caller from Mandan. It's been so long ago, I forgot her name now. Was it Brenda? Was it Brenda and Mandan? Todd, was I arguing with her, or was I conversing with her?
Didn't think so, but, you know.
Yeah, I didn't mean to. I actually like when somebody calls or disagrees, so I want to have a conversation. I don't want to necessarily, you know, talk them out of what they're trying to believe. I want to understand it, so I might ask a few questions. So I hope it wasn't like I was, you know, shouting at the poor woman. Bev in Willow City, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Oh, hello there. Good to talk to you. Yes, you weren't arguing with her, but you were trying to get her to give some evidence of why she really believed that he was immortal. But she couldn't. She couldn't quote a thing he said that was immoral. Now, she may have been referring to that, you know, that Billy Bush where he was talking about all the things women will let men do now. And I heard amazement in that quote. And you hear that in the bars, they say. I don't go to the bars, but men talk about all the things women are dumb enough to allow nowadays, where I'm an old lady. They wouldn't get by that with that years ago. And that's what she was talking about. And when she didn't get anywhere, she brought up abortion. Well, if she listened to the TV at all, Trump is anti-abortion. She kept saying she's pro-life, so she didn't have anywhere to go there either. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
Bev, thanks for the call. Appreciate that very much. Let's get another in here before the break quickly. Brandon, Mandan, go ahead.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to defend that. I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for calling. Appreciate you listening.
Hey, as a Catholic, and I just wanted to kind of defend that lady who had called in earlier. I think what she was trying to refer to possibly was, say, if you're a Catholic, obviously Catholics don't believe in divorce. Till death do you part. That's what we believe in when we vow to make a vow to our spouse to remain with her for the rest of our life, come whatever. So if you take that in perspective, Donald Trump is now with his second wife, Melania, and so obviously as a Catholic that would be wrong in that regard. Now I'm not going to condemn Trump and I'm not going to judge him. Because, obviously, I believe everybody can change, and I think Donald Trump may have had a change of heart at some point, or maybe he had been a good person all his life, and we all make mistakes. Now, a guy can look at the fact that he is living with a second wife as being wrong, but that's my perspective as a Catholic. And then I think she's referring to some of the other scandals that have come up in Donald Trump's past. You know, we have the scandal.
Well, all I was trying to say is, look, even if I accept everything as being accurate, do you not see, you know, a chance for redemption for somebody to say, I've seen in the past?
I absolutely do, Scott.
Yeah, and that's where I think that's where I think she was not being open to anything in that regard. But I take your point. Up against the break. Thanks for calling. Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
We're doing a photo op is what we're doing right now. We could say when they see this, they'll know it was live.
Right.
We were doing it live. Actual live is... Are we... it's a busy morning at My Pillow. We're back live and on location in beautiful Shakopee, Minnesota today on What's On Your Mind, talking with the inventor of My Pillow. So when you've told me before about making the trip all across North Dakota. At all kinds of, the state fair and Red River Valley Fair and different fairs. And at what point did a light bulb go on that said, I need to invent a pillow?
That I needed to invent a pillow? Well, I had a dream in 2004. And when I was, and I actually dreamt the logo up first, where the logo, I wrote My Pillow all over the house. My daughter came upstairs, one of my daughters, she goes, what are you doing, Dad? And I said, I'm going to invent this pillow. It's going to be called My Pillow. There weren't any Mys back then. And she says, that's really random. She went back downstairs. I kept getting these God dreams, different things. The problems I had with pillows, they'd go flat. I'd use my arm, fold them. I'd wake up with headaches, neck aches, but basically these sleep interruptions and all these things that I just had bad. No matter what pillow, I had this big pillow pile going on. And they just kept stacking up. And it goes all the way back to when I was a 16-year-old kid. I spent one of my first paychecks on a pillow. I mean, who does that at 16 years old, 1977? And I'm looking around, making sure no one's looking and trying this pillow out. And it was a down pillow, and I couldn't return it. And anyone that's seen me since, they don't, they go down, it's a downer. That's why they named it down.
So this goes back a ways.
Oh, it goes back a ways, and it wasn't just because I was a drug addict that I couldn't sleep. I mean, I had problems with pillows, and then I thought I was different than everyone else. And when I started telling people I'm going to get a patent on a pillow and I want it to adjust and for you as an individual and all this, I was laughed at. And half my friends go, Mike's going to get a patent on a pillow. And the other one's going, wow, if you come up with something, I'd like one. And when I did get invented, I was turned down everywhere.
So how do you do that? I mean, do you just, like, go to a lab somewhere and mess around with different products?
We were on my deck. Or? You're going to meet my son, Darren, here today. He manages now 1,000 people and my manufacturing. But he was only, I don't know, 10, 11 years old at the time. And he'd come home from school every day, and I'd write all these different things to go in a pillow, different foams. We'd tear on our deck in the backyard and stuff flying around the neighborhood. And we finally got it to where it would work. You could adjust it, and then I wanted it to make so you could wash and dry it too. So I went back to the drawing board on a few things, and when we finally came up with it, I approached the box stores and I said, "How many would you like? I got the best pillow ever." And they're going, "You need to leave, sir." It was a complete shutout. One of my first fairs was the North Dakota State Fair when I started doing, someone said, "Well, Mike, why don't you do a kiosk?" I said, "How do you spell that?" We did the kiosk, mortgaged our house. We didn't have any money, and borrowed money for Christmas presents for the kids that year. And somebody had bought a pillow for me at that kiosk in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. And he said, called me up. He said, after the holidays, he said, "Are you the guy that invented this pillow?" And I said, "Yeah, from Minnesota here." And he said, "This pillow changed my life." And he said, "I run the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Would you like a spot in there?" And we got in there and we sold out. We did a different way of selling. I was behind the booth and I was telling people what it did for me and the problems I had. And that's when I found out everybody had the same problem. Everybody. So when I got to, I can specifically remember the North Dakota State Fair, and we get out there and everybody there, it's like you're talking to people. My first fair, and it was so busy, and our booth was the busiest because it was like, really? There's a pillow out there that would solve these problems or help in this? And I had a big, bold statement, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you ever own. And people come up with different things. Well, where am I supposed to find you on this guarantee and this 10-year warranty? And I said, "Well, I make them in Minnesota." They go, "There's no pillow made here, and it's all overseas." And they look at the tag and they go, "Wow." And so that was quite a story. But just having people come back to the fair then, that's a long fair, and they would come back, and that was the first time I really got the feeling of they made a decision to come back to tell me that it just was amazing and changed their life.
Unbelievable. That's a great story and a great American success story. It's what I need. Why is it so rare to have it, you're American made, your product's American made, but so much of that industry is overseas and textiles and everything. Any chance of getting that back?
Yeah, you know what? It's just like my sheets. I had to get the cotton over, over in Giza in Egypt for my sheets because they don't have mills here anymore that make over 400 thread count or over 300 or whatever it is. And they all went overseas, like a lot of industries did. And, when one company follows, I said this when I was at the White House, the Manufacturer Summit with the president last summer. And when one company leaves, let's say it's a snowmobile company, now, guess who follows? The ones that make the seats, the ones that make the nuts and bolts, the fasteners, the skis, they all follow them. And so in reverse, how many companies my pillow affects? We have 1,600 jobs here directly affected. But then I did the math one day. I think it's like 20,000 about, the fabric made here, the cotton here, and the patented foam made in Wisconsin. All the radio stations and TV stations we advertise, all the things we affect by keeping the company here. I mean, it's just amazing how many, so when the president's bringing these jobs back and these companies come back, it's not just bringing one company, they bring more. More brings more. It's like a big snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and pretty soon we're the strongest country in the world again.
Now, you'd think the inventor of the greatest pillow on the face of the earth would spend every waking moment, getting that pillow to more people all across the planet. But I heard you just before you came on today talking about a pillow fight.
Right.
So you're going to have the world's biggest pillow fight?
Yeah, we already have that record. We did 6,000 at a few years ago at a minor league softball game, I guess, or our baseball game. But now we're doing it at U.S. Bank Stadium. It's called a Pulse event. It's an amazing event. It's an amazing cause I got behind. It's is, you know, getting people the involved in with Jesus Christ and bringing God into them. We have their singers there. There's Nick Hall speaking. But I said, you know what? I want to add to it. I want to get involved. So we thought, what a great thing to add to this pillow fight to the cause. So you get a free pillow, and we're going to do, now it'll be 66,000 people at this stadium where the Super Bowl just was. I mean, what an amazing platform. And so that's pretty exciting. Then I get to speak there and tell my testimony to these. A lot of millennials will be there and stuff. And they, the platform God's given me to be able to help people and give people hope with my hope from it being a drug addict to where I'm at now. And to be able to speak at this event, and that'll be very powerful. But there, yeah, I just went all in, and I thought, what a great, you know, give people a pillow when they get there, and that'll be amazing. No one will ever beat that record.
That's quite a visual. And yeah, when you do that, like Guinness has to be there and verify.
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
stuff, right?
you have to swing for 1 minute, and there's one judge runs 50 to 100 people. Now, I want you to think about that. Wow. That's, you know, we just, the judges that are have to be there. And there's a lot of logistics that go into this. And but we've done it before for 6,000, and I'm very good at scaling things. So it gave them a competence at the stadium and stuff that we'll be able to pull this off. And everybody swings for a minute. Then when we did it at... when we did it before, then at the end of the minute, we go, everybody act like you're sleeping now. It's an epic shot where everybody's, thousands of people are sleeping out of my pillow, so we'll have to wake them all up quick.
What's next for you? What are you dreaming up?
Well, I'm very passionate. I have this recovery network, and I have a foundation I've started that where 100% of your money goes to the cause, and then you pick your own square of need, so to speak, at the Lindell Foundation .com. And I've got that, but I haven't. That's going to be launching this month or early next month. And where, imagine 100% of your money going to the need, and you get to hear back a difference you made in their life. And I pay all the overhead. There's no overhead. I get tired of foundations where all the money, you know, how much of the money really makes it to whatever the cause is, and is the cause even real? You know, there's so much corruption and stuff. I want to bring trust and integrity back to giving again. People want to give, they just don't know where to give, and if it's, you know, what's their best bang for their buck, so to speak. And then I've got my other recovery network, which is part of that's very dear to me, and that we when we launched that, imagine an app and a website where I co-founded this, where and we've moved very fast on it. We're gathering hundreds of thousands of stories of hope like mine, and mine will be the first one on there. But you're going to go to this year, let's say you're a 22-year-old opiate addict, they might not be able to relate to a 56-year-old crack addict that's gotten, you know, freed. Well, now, can you imagine putting in your age, your drug of choice? It tags you where you're at. So let's say you're in Detroit, and you're like a 22-year-old opiate addict in Detroit, and all of a sudden you put this in, and hundreds and hundreds of stories of hope, just like you, 22-year-old, 23, 24-year-old kids, you can put the age, wow, they've been clean for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, so you don't have any fear, and it gives you hope. How did they get through it? Because a lot of these kids nowadays, they're hopeless. They need hope. And now you got those, plant the seeds, and then you're going to have all the help centers where they can get help. And then once they've gotten the help, I have paid mentors. I'm going to have these paid mentors that are just like they were, but they keep them on track, and they help them out, being a mentor, you're also helping yourself. So it's going to be, we're going to get into this fast. We're going to get out of this faster than when we got into it, which is going to be amazing.
Those are incredible efforts. Anything on the business side? Is there another?
The business side, I've got products coming out. I got ones called Bleed Stop. That's going to be an amazing. You're going to see that all over the commercials. People come to me with products all the time or whatever, and if it doesn't help people, and if it doesn't solve a problem and either help you physically, mentally, spiritually, I don't get involved with it. I'm not about the I want to help people, and this is going to be an amazing product. I also have a proactive liquid vitamin that I developed with a company here in Minnesota, right outside my back door. Amazing, called Eneva, their company, and And then Joe Piscopo is a good friend of mine from the old Saturday Night Live. And we all combined, and Joe has an amazing story, and this proactive item is going to be all over the airways, too.
Unbelievable. Well, keep up the great work.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, God bless you all, and thank you for coming out today. I might see the factory.
It's so great. Yeah, we're going to do a little Facebook Live tour of the factory coming up after the show today, folks, so stay tuned for that online. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing, to water seepage, to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Crank up the safety spotlight. Get that safety calendar going for you. Get out your pen. Who uses a pen to put anything on a calendar anymore, huh? Get out your phone. That's the way you got to do it. Add these to your calendar there. Today's Safety Training Spotlight brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, and Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota Safety Council is the region's leader in occupational first aid training. Employers, the curriculum that they do at the Safety Council is nationally recognized and the only nationally recognized curriculum that meets all of OSHA's first aid requirements. It's not only applicable on the job, obviously, you know, it's great for employees because you want them to be able to take care of fellow employees, but obviously more than 85% of cardiac emergencies occur at home, so they've got that training for home. 70% of Americans feel helpless to act in a cardiac emergency. So get the training you need to be the help in a cardiac emergency. They have a CPR AED first aid course. You'll learn how to use an AED, how to take action in a medical emergency, how to respond to choking, breathing, cardiac emergencies. And here's some dates for these courses. Bismarck, May 9. Fargo, May 17. Minot, May 23rd. Williston, May 25th. Devil's Lake, May 30th. There are more dates and statewide locations. If you go to ndsc.org, you can register there for any of these. And just click the training registration icon, ndsc.org. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, okay? All right, couple minutes left to find out what's on your mind. Live from the MyPillow headquarters today. Texture says, I remember Mike Lindell at the North Dakota State Fair. That's where it all started. That's something. Pretty incredible story. Lawrence in Jamestown. You're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Okay. First thing, thank God for people like Mike Lindell and Donald Trump. They give us hope again, and that's something our country was running mighty short of while our last administration was running the country. Second point is I agree 100% with the person that said basically do it with a question, like when it comes to Sue and Mandan. And her information, obviously, a lot of it comes from the mainstream media, and she needs to learn that that's not the right place to get the information. So I just wanted to make them 2 points, and hopefully that people can learn from them. Thanks.
Well, you know, when you talk about hope, Lawrence, I mean, that's not something we should dismiss too lightly. When you think about people doing it, even, okay, I'm gonna use Susan and Mandan's comment. To say, let's say she's 100% right on everything that bugs her about Donald Trump's past, okay? She doesn't like any of it. Let's just concede that, okay? And yet, clearly, now fast forward to a person who, right here in our first hour, and if you heard this, Mike Lindell told us about his first trip to meet Donald Trump when the president, he wasn't the president then, candidate Trump said, I want to meet this guy. He goes to Trump Tower and talks about matters of faith and helping people that have drug addictions like he did and what they can be done, okay? So
yes.
If I accept everything that's bad in his past, then I know that now he's in the middle of a presidential campaign. He's wanting to meet with a guy because the guy wears a cross, and he wants to know why he wears a cross and more about his faith. And, you know, is curious about God and wants to learn more about it and wants to say, hey, how can we take a faith in God and then do good as a presidential candidate or eventually as president? Why wouldn't we embrace that 100%?
Well, because there's something wrong with people that don't. They've either never had problems or they're non-forgiving type people. And one thing they all need to remember is Jesus Christ was the only perfect person on this earth, and look what they did to him.
Yeah, no kidding.
And look what they did to him.
Yeah, there was only one. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
There's only one.
I appreciate your call. Thank you. Another texter says, why not invite Mike Lindell to come back to the state fair? That's a great idea. Daryl Lee says he remembers his booth at the fair when he did that. It was crazy busy. Mike actually told us that he was jealous of how many people were at the racing pigs. So there you go. Texter sent us a news story about a court rejecting Special Counsel Mueller's motion to postpone the hearing on the Russian case. More proof. Calling out a liar, a fraud, a hoax. Bob Mueller. How about that? Yeah, very interesting. Thank you for that. Texter says, I missed the spot where the church lady said Trump wasn't able to do anything good in the future. I think the point is that we are all sinners and need redemption, and we can all be used by God. It sounded like she had an issue with people saying that God put him in the office rather than the vote of the people. It's also a little disingenuous to act like his sin isn't there. Remember, he publicly said he doesn't feel he's done anything in his life that would cause him to ask God for forgiveness. I don't think that's accurate. I think you're twisting words there, but yeah, I understand. You don't like Trump. Let's see here. Scott, there's a huge bottleneck in the anhydrous ammonia supply right now. I suspect that the E-log laws are a part of it. We're lucky to get one tank filled today. We need 5 to 6 tanks just to look somewhat busy. Some of the agronomies are only getting 1 or 2 semi-loads a day. A semi-load only fills 8 tanks. Lots of farmers sitting idle. We will do a little checking into that. Texter says, bless you, Mike. Another said, so did this station turn into a church service? There was a lot of faith-based stuff today, but it started with the listeners. More than anything. So, the good thing about being a Christian, I think, Susan has her opinion, but so do I. I voted for President Trump to be my president, not my pastor. Just a few of the texts we hadn't got to. Out of time, folks. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. Watch us on Facebook Live for the big tour.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
customers, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.